Yo, Silverback Chronicles podcast. It's your boy Big H. I got my brother Dre.
What's good?
What's good, bro?
You know, pinkies up.
That's it.
Life is good.
That's it.
Life is amazing.
Life is great.
I love everybody. I love everything. That's it.
More. Triple C.
Yo.
What's good, baby?
Maintaining and chilling, bro.
Folks, we back another week. We love you. We appreciate you. Listen, we've been busy. We've been cooking.
With gas.
Work.
Cooking with gas.
Yeah.
Between work.
Olive oil.
Right. Overtime. Business. And doing this business. We've been busy. But it's a beautiful thing because we love what we do. I just want to tell you guys, stay safe. Not everybody's your friend. Not every homie is for your best interest. Not even the person that tells you they love you day in and day out. Watch everybody, right? Keep your circle small. Keep God first, whatever God you serve. But.
And shout out to watching us. So when this drop Monday, watch us on Friday.
Absolutely. Shout out to us. We love you. We're working hard. Well, no further ado, we got a phenomenal special guy in the building tonight. This guy is amazing. A fellow first responder. He's freaking jacked out of his mind. Chicks are going to go freaking crazy over this guy. He's got a show coming up in April. Right? No shirt. Banana hammock with the high-tech boots.
And a tanguita roja.
Right. Hey. No further ado, my brother Bam is in the building. Yes, what's up, baby?
Yes, sir. What's going on, my brother?
Bam, bam.
My brother, I'm here.
What's good?
I'm here. I got my shirt on,
man.
Got
shirt on.
I got my shirt on, baby.
Word.
I'm on Fatih's squeezing out them.
You know what I'm saying? Got the glasses on right quick, you know?
I like
blind ass.
So what's good, baby?
Oh, man, I'm happy to be here, man. I'm going to tell you right now, man, I love y'all. The energy is real.
Love you more, bro. Means everything.
Dude, it's a blessing to be here.
Oh, yeah. Yo, when I saw him in the gym last week.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Almost broke.
You've been running into a lot of people in the gym.
Yeah. Word.
So y'all saw each other. What happened?
Oh, man, he dabbed me up. I almost dislocated my shoulder. I was like, God damn.
You almost took him out. Anybody who's ever shook H's hand knows exactly what Bam is talking about.
God damn. I was like,
yo, bro. Dana White was good.
Yeah,
champion right here.
Man, shot.
Slap champion right here.
I ain't doing
he
that.
You slap ears off of your people.
I got to go first, though. Right. I made that shit quick. Word. Can't slap the dog.
Word. Oh, man.
But now, you know, I was working out, and shout out to my man Mike and Tia, too. That's my girl. They was working out, and Bam was in there. But they was on the other side. I was warming up. They was already in their routine.
Right.
And, you know, I wanted to go stretch before I hit the heavy bag, and I went over there, had to dap him up, you know? And it was love, man. You know, Bambly, he looking good, bro.
I appreciate it, man.
Word.
I got to give a shout out to Alpha Zulu, man. That's the team.
Yeah, that's the team, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Word.
Yeah, I think Tia used to over with them.
Now Tia's still in it.
She's a beast.
Oh, she's an animal.
I can't wait for her to come on the podcast. Tia, stop playing, come on the podcast.
You got to come, baby.
Right. Tia be busy, but she's a beast.
Yeah.
So yo, bro, man, tell the world where you from, born and raised, man.
All right, so I'm from Maryland originally. I live in Anne Arundel. Born and raised in Prince George's County.
Nice.
You know, so I'm a Maryland boy.
That's what's up.
You know.
So how was life growing up, man? What school you go to?
So I went to school in PG County. So I went to school as far as elementary. I went to Adelphi. So shout out to everybody from Adelphi. <There's a college. laughs> Yeah, there is.
There is a college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with Adelphi, as far as middle school, went to Buck Lodge, which is also in Prince George's County, High Point. Then I graduated from Duval.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So I graduated from Duval. It was funny how I transferred. I transferred middle of my high school year. Mm. So I went there my start of my junior year of high school.
Okay.
So it was like a fresh start, which honestly was the best thing for me because I wasn't a problem child, but growing up, you know, I was definitely distracted. So my parents recognized that and they're like, you know what, it's time for us to move. Let's go somewhere else, start somewhere fresh. And believe it or not, my grades went up, and thank God I graduated. Nice,
bro. What was your distraction?
To be honest with you, man, like I was just more so involved with like things going on around me, you know. Adelphi, like the area I grew up in, wasn't a really bad area, but you know, I mean, shit happened out there, you know.
There's things to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, like for those who are familiar with Adelphi, it's in Hinesville, so you know, it's a PG, not too far from the DC line. So, as far as like you know, your crime and you know the shit that you see on a daily, like oh, it went down there, you know.
Yeah, Hinesville busy.
Yeah, yeah. I could have easily went down that path, but you know, coming from like the background, you know, I came from, you know, my parents, you know, West African, they didn't play that shit, so they was like, oh, it's time to get your ass up out of here.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So West African, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, from where?
Sierra Leone.
Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot
what
of people
tribe?
Think, so my parents are the Mende tribe.
Mm.
So it's close to Liberia. So like, you know, Liberians and Sierra Leoneans, we speak the same kind of dialect of Creole.
Nice.
Which is like,
oh, Creole.
Yeah, yeah. Like not the Creole like from Haiti.
Not from like the
yeah,
island.
Yeah. Like it's like pidgin, broken English.
Nice.
So like that's how we all kind of connect. Like, you know, like that's how I can understand like when it comes to music, I love reggae.
Mm.
Anything. I'm an Afrobeat ass motherfucker right now. I Afrobeat somebody
all
to sleep.
Day.
You know what I'm saying? Me too, dog. Afrobeat.
Afrobeat's where it's at, bro.
You I'm know? A piano, all that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yo, it's something about the beat, man.
Have you touched the motherland?
Yeah, yeah. So I actually went as a baby, but I went as an adult in 2020.
And how was that?
It was great, man. Granted, the fear was because it was in the spike of the pandemic. So we had the fear of us being stuck there. But this was the first time me, my brother, and my sister have all gone. Oh, and we went with my mom. And man, it was a great trip, man. I tell you that. Like, dude, there's nothing like being back home. I'm actually going back 2024. Well, next year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man. I'll tell you right now.
That's yeah. dope, bro. Awesome. So why law enforcement?
So I was that kid, man. Growing up, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And it's funny to say this, but my favorite show as a kid was Texas
Ranger Walker.
Yes. Dude, I was that kid.
Chuck Norris, bro.
Oh, man. For sure. For sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was funny.
Pick the deadliest man in the world.
I wouldn't, don't do that. He is. What do you mean he is? You did you not see what Bruce did to him, bro?
No, I know that. You ever heard the Chuck Norris jokes?
Man.
Did you not see what Bruce did to him,
I saw
bro? And took the chest hair off and blew it in the air, bro.
Yeah.
That shit was real.
Nah, Bruce was the realest. But I'm just talking about all those shit that they say about Chucky. About Chuck Norris, you know?
Now, Chuck's the guy, though, bro.
Those jokes. Wow, I'm sure you're the Chuck Norris.
He's the guy, but listen...
Dude.
I mean, he's not like, he's not even top 10 in my list.
Did you not see the kitty cat going crazy in the movie,
yeah,
bro?
I saw that shit.
Bro, fire. Shit.
Fire.
He's still, you know, he's still the deadliest man in the world that from the jokes.
Yeah, from the jokes, I give you the jokes, yeah.
Yeah, nah, but, but in real life.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
In real life.
Oh, so ever since that show, huh?
Yeah, so since that show, man, that was like one of my, it was one of my favorites. So I was that kid, my parents, granted, they don't like guns. They don't like anything associated with any firearms, anything like that. But it was funny because I remember when I bought my first toy gun or whatever, you know, like your open toe sandals, I would tuck it into like my pants and put like my toy gun in there thinking I was a cop or a sheriff.
Nice.
So that's how it started. But I remember my parents recognized that, you know, this kid like is really, you know, open, not open, but like he knows what he wants to do already. So being so young. And I wanted to be a cop and a firefighter since I was a kid.
That's dope.
So I actually did both. Right after high school, I joined the fire department as a volunteer. Did that.
How was that?
Oh, man, it was good. It was good. Definitely one of the best experiences I had.
What did that do for you?
Honestly, it made me more mature, you know? Just being out there helping people, you know? And also, I want to say it helped me understand stress. Because being so young, fresh out of high school, you're dealing with the stress of academics. And joining the fire department as a volunteer, you're dealing with real shit. You know, you're not dealing with no fucking little BS. Like
you're not retrieving kitty cats from a tree.
No, you actually are. You're saving lives. And if you fuck up, that's your ass. Mm. You know? So being so young and then working with people who are much older than me and also working with people the same age as me.
Right.
It was a big adjustment, but it worked in the best benefits, you know, to make me better as a person, you know.
Nice.
So I did that for a bit, got my EMT, and it was funny. I actually did it with my best friend.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So we both joined. We started volunteering in Montgomery County. And then I was like, you know what? I'm from PG.
I got to go back to PG. So I started volunteering at a fire department.
Really?
Yeah, Atlanta.
Because my Montgomery County is good money over there.
Oh, I actually thought about becoming a career firefighter, too.
I wouldn't be mad at you at all, bro.
Yeah. I thought about the schedule.
It's not a great schedule.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Right.
While you was a volunteer, did you fight any fires?
So the funny thing is most of my calls were medical. So, like, you know, the station I was at, we had a lot of nursing home rehabilitation centers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, CPR, cardiac arrest type situations and shit like that.
That's dope.
Yeah, but it was good stuff, you know. And
but that's hands-on live experience.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And without a doubt.
It's crazy because, like, dealing with situations like that, you know, you're going to see dead bodies, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the sad part to that is not expressing, but delivering that message to, you know, their loved ones. So being so young and having to deal with that and understand that, you know, kind of took a toll on me young, you know, and, you know, it went from there. And then once I turned 21, eligible to be a police officer, I joined Baltimore City.
Wow.
Yeah.
And out of all the places you came to Baltimore.
Never been to Baltimore prior, though, which is funny.
Really?
Yeah. Why Baltimore?
So I'll be completely honest with you. At the time, of course, I wanted to work somewhere local, but at the time they weren't hiring. So I saw there was an opportunity there. And, you know, one thing about life, when God presents something to you as an opportunity, you don't turn it down, you know? And it was this one of the situations where this would be a great experience. You know, everybody know about Baltimore, you know? And as far as me being so young at that time and understanding what I knew, I felt like it would have made me a better officer as well. Because I went back and reflected on that time. I was that kid with that chancleta or, you know, sandal in my pants, yeah. You know? Did I even say that right? Stuff.
Yeah, you did.
Absolutely. you know, kind of like a holster, you know, and I just felt like that was my calling, you know, and, it worked in the benefit to put me in a position where I am now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So how many years, total you got on so far?
So it's crazy when I think back of it, like think back, I feel like it was just yesterday. So I'm going on, 10 years now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So being from the county, like, and you're applying for Baltimore, you didn't have any, like, pre-ideas of, like, oh, shit, I'm going to Baltimore.
No, and you know what's funny? I remember being in the academy, and one of the instructors that we had told us to watch The Wire. I've never watched The Wire, right? And it's funny, I'm going to go back to this later on, too, as far as what I'm doing now as well. But I watched The Wire, and I was like, man, this shit is fucking real, you know? And prior to actually being cut loose and being on the street, you know, I'm like, damn, this is what Baltimore's really like.
What was your first district?
So I field trained in the Western, and then the district I was assigned was the Central.
Oh, okay.
So I was in the Central for, the remaining time I was there. But I was in, like, an Inner Harbor area for maybe, like, 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got assigned to, like, the borderline of the Western and the Central, which was, like, home to me because that's where I field trained.
Right.
So, I mean, granted, man, as far as crime, man, you definitely see a lot, you know, you learn a lot, you learn how to handle stress to an extent, you know, it's definitely not for the weak,
right?
You know, but I want to say that as far as the experience that I have, you know, compassion was built, you know, a lot of good people in Baltimore, man. Baltimore is a beautiful city, and I've grown to love it,
right? Did that prepare you for the next step of law enforcement?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Was the transition easy?
Yes, I could definitely say that. And one thing I would say about Baltimore, what it taught me was how to become an investigator.
Mm.
You know, because on the street, you know, you are the lead investigator. You being the first person on scene, you are the one that's giving information to, you know, dispatch or whoever is listening to that radio that's coming to assist you, you know? So it could be a domestic violence type of situation. Granted, those are the easiest ones because they know who the fuck did it. You know?
Absolutely.
But like, if you're on a scene of like a robbery or a homicide, you know, the first thing you gotta do is preserve evidence, you know, collect all the information you can get and relay that because that information is very pertinent, you know, because of course, you know, officer safety is very important. But once you have that scene safe, it's essential for you to put that information out because those who are responding in, at that point, they can slow it down, see who's coming out from that scene, and either approach or address whatever they got coming, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it taught me a lot, you know, and I'm just happy that I had the ability and the opportunity to get that experience.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy how, like, you could step on a hectic scene. First thing you do, obviously, officer safety. And then you go to a different mode.
Mm-hmm. It kind of became like a video game.
Yeah, it's like you, all right, boom. And then you just go to a, it's mm-hmm. people don't understand that that's like what we do.
Yeah.
They just think we're standing around. It's like, mm-hmm. we're checking the scene. Boom, it's safe. Now you have your priorities or your assignments of get the yellow tape up. Mm-hmm. Who got the log? You know what I'm saying? Boom. And now it's like, you're looking in the crowd and you're like, who knows something?
Exactly.
Who wants to help, yeah. but doesn't want to, mm-hmm. like, tell us they want to help? Because, you know, humans, we have that thing. Like, you see a man laying on the ground, his head is half off. I get you upset, but it's like, you want justice. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, the officer has to, like, kind of, like learn how to fish that out.
Yeah, and that's
facts. Because they're not going to come up to us.
That's facts.
They're not going to come up to us. And as if you catch that right person, you make eye contact,
yeah.
you know, you slip that number in, and then they, you know, because they want to see justice.
Yeah, that closure is what matters.
Exactly.
Yeah, it matters the most. So, like, going back to that, man, like, it's crazy to think about it because at the time, dealing with the stuff that I saw, mm-hmm. I never really understood the toll that it took on me until after, you know? Being so young at 21, you know, and seeing all this violent stuff. Granted, and I'm not saying everything was bad. You know, there was a lot of good things that, you know, I also saw and experienced, you know. But, like, right. as far as, like, those violent crimes, I didn't realize it took a toll on me until, like, later. And then not later, but, like, as far as process. Like, damn, I really did that. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I really saw that. Oh, fuck. You know? But, you know, it's a duty. You have to make sure you handle it. You got to handle business, man.
And you got to compartmentalize that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
On to the it's next not built, one. It's not for the weak, man.
All right. Yeah. Like he said, you go to the next one and you're dealing with something else.
Yeah.
And it's like you can't stay stuck on that last call.
Yeah, exactly.
So that when you do have the time, then it all comes back to you. And you're like, yeah. shit.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
Now, when it hits you, how did that make you feel? When it was like, damn, I really been through that.
You know what's funny?
Right.
It would hit me on the way going home.
Really?
And I go back to saying like a video game. Because like, you know, boom, you're at work, you're 10-8, you put your uniform on, you at roll call, wherever the case may be.
Go time.
You know, it's go time. You know? And then when the shift is over, all right, game off. Now it's time to unwind.
Right.
People unwind differently. Like me personally, on the way going home or wherever the case may be, I turn my music off and I drive off in silence, you know? And that's how I process my thoughts. And that's how I pretty much understand what happened, you know, and how I responded, you know? And when I get home, everything is, you know, out the window. Not out the window necessarily like that, mm-hmm. but like, you know, all right, you handled it. You did the best you could. You did a great job.
Do you Monday quarterback it, your actions?
I think everybody does. And I would be a liar to say that I don't.
Just like, damn, I should have did that.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, it's like a debrief.
You're debriefing yourself.
Yeah. It's like, damn, next time if I get the opportunity, I'm going to do this better.
Yeah.
I feel like that shows that you care. What you used to do, like, on your drive home?
Depending on I listen to, I like R&B.
So you listen to like music. An R&B ass dude.
Word.
It's like, no, I'm just.
Word. That's,
I do.
That's me,
I do
though.
Too, though.
With cigar and just chill. And then when I get home, I like to sit out.
What kind of cigar you like?
Like Javas.
Nice.
I love Deadwood Tobacco.
Okay.
Sweet Jane. I love a few cigars, but those are the main ones. The Maduro.
Oh, yes. Java Maduro. Yes.
Fat Bottom Betty's. I said the Sweet Jane. What's the newest one? Shit, I forgot it.
You gotta put me on.
I got you, bro.
Yeah. I gotta bless you, man. Cause I'm telling you right now, like, dude, me being in this room with you two right now. It's amazing. Like
I appreciate you, bro. No, it means everything, bro. That's why we created this platform. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Everybody's, you know, voice is everything.
Mm-hmm.
The world needs to know that.
Yeah.
There's nobody doing this the way we do it.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
and I appreciate, you know, you coming on, bro, because your voice is everything.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? And it's paramount that you come on. The world needs to know that what we do, mm-hmm. you know, we take it very serious.
Yes, sir.
So that shit means everything. But yeah, I love to listen to music and just chill.
It's crazy how like music in this profession, you know, we talk to police all over the world, all over the country. And that's one thing we all have in common as a unit is music.
That's it, yeah.
Music is like, and you'd be surprised how many like officers, don't matter where you come from, country music seems to be.
I just tapped into country music, yo, which is funny.
Yeah.
Country
yeah.
music, it's like rap, but like yeah. it's peaceful, but like
I'm like, this man's telling a story.
Yeah, like they do have stories, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of times it's just, you know, he got his gun, he got his dog, you know, yeah. a bottle of whiskey, and he loves his country.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple, you know, a little apple pie in there and shit.
Hey, man, don't remind me of apple pie, bro, please.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. He's
dying. Hurt right now.
Goddamn. I had a slice of carrot cake the other day.
Oh, I love carrot cake.
Damn.
Oh, my gosh.
Carrot cake.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
My fault, my fault.
I love you.
Hey, so when you talk about that, like, what did you have with it?
Almond milk.
Oh, my goodness.
Almond milk.
Why y'all doing this to me right now?
I'm just, you know.
Yo. Vanilla.
Get out of here, vanilla, man. Come on, and man.
It wasn't the regular one, not the 40%, you know, less sugar shit.
Yeah.
Damn. And I was like this in the back.
Damn. Like a baby.
Night, night.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, ice.
It was a treat.
Ice.
It had that. Not too much.
It's nice.
It was the
Just a little bit.
Just like a dust of icing on it, you know.
Tenfold.
Slice right through it. Carrot cake on the low. Yo, fuck. I mean, I love red velvet. Did all
you,
that shit.
Did you warm it up?
7 seconds.
7 seconds.
Nigga, not too hot, not too cold.
I'll eat that motherfucking cold. I'll eat that shit hot.
It don't matter.
Right now?
You know who got a motherfucking, when you get off your competition, yo, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, say less. I'll be here.
I get it. Sure. It may be a regular spot.
Bruh.
But Cheesecake Factory, carrot cake. Dude. Oh my God.
That shit is torch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On the, what?
Yeah, yeah.
The Cheesecake Factory, carrot cake.
Never had it.
Bruh.
Carrot cake.
Like that, bro?
Bruh.
Damn. All right, so warm, right? You put a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
I have any, but I was thinking about it.
Okay, yeah.
I said, you know what?
It's game changer.
I'm already a little whatever. I'm just going to hit it in the gym. And
why not?
I'm on the hamster wheel. I don't
It's okay. It's going to come off.
It don't matter.
Right.
You know, see, son.
That is, you're going to burn that off.
You can burn that off, son.
And I'll get it right back. Whatever.
As long as you go, man, you sexy, right, bro. You good.
Right.
Yeah. You know? But I didn't have that. And I was a little upset. Because it's like, I got this, let me go in. I needed that one more component.
Mind you, this sounds amazing.
Yeah.
My fault.
This sounds amazing.
So, you know, we were saying that, you know, a lot of officers don't have outlets. Do you think outlets are a good thing for officers instead of being with the job 24/7?
Oh, yeah. You have to have a life after this. And
please tell the world why. Why do officers need to have a life after putting in 8 to 16 hours a day?
You know what's crazy? I'm sure y'all know these officers too. And if they're no longer living, you know, God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
And may they rest in peace. But you will come across those who didn't have an outlet and this is all they did, you know, day in and day out. And they got like 40 years on type thing, you know?
Right.
And granted, great work, you know? Very, you know, admirable, you know? But the thing is, the minute that they leave or they retire, unfortunately, their life expectancy is not long, you know?
Not long.
Because this is all they knew.
Right? Yeah.
You know? And it breaks my heart because you need to have a life outside of law enforcement, you know? And like me personally, like my outlet is the gym. If I don't work out, bro, I might go crazy.
Right.
I mean, I might go to Cheesecake and order like a whole motherfucking pie.
It's all good. Right.
But as far as fitness, like it definitely, it's brought me to a point in life where I have that life outside of law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm happy and I'm open to share the wealth. You know, when I say the wealth, I mean the knowledge that I have personally. And, you know, I'm not, you know, certified or anything like that, but I know the gist of, you know, fitness. You know, I know as far as like developing healthy habits and things, what you should or what you shouldn't do, you know, and things like that. But, you know, family is important too.
But let me ask you a question, right? Like, there's a lot of guys, a lot of females that are on the job and they work out.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. After that hour and a half, then what's next? I still got like, you know, I still got 2 H days coming up. I know I'm definitely going to work out. Mm-hmm. But what else am I going to do to like keep myself busy? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's the problem with our profession.
Yeah.
Unless you don't have another business, of course, family. Right. But even family after a certain point, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
you love your kids to death. You love your spouses to death. But then it's like, it's hard because of what we do. Because it's always like, what's next?
What's next?
Because it's like our job is like chasing the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just on a shooting on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm here, but I worked out. I cleaned my crib. If I'm into cars, I wash my cars. While I wash my car, I smoked a cigar. While I was doing that, I heard my favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only now 3 p.m. What the fuck am I going to do now?
Yeah. That's a good point, you know?
What am I going to do now? You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I like UFC.
Yeah,
so for me, I did all that, and now I'm waiting for UFC. And it's like, while I'm waiting, it's like, do I go get a bottle of tequila?
Right. And that's the thing. Alcohol is right.
Or them other dudes, do I text that chick? Or them chicks, do I text that dude?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with slapping bellies.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Wrong with that.
Hey, man, you got to share the love.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, for those that, like, maybe may not want to go down that path. It's like, in a way, I feel like we don't have that many options.
You don't. And my thing is, there's a lot of people.
You do.
Like what?
It's
what
the mindset.
It's a mind. It could be the mindset.
You can go painting.
You know what? You're right.
And you're right. That's a good point. Because
roller skating, bowling.
You're right.
I suck at bowling. But
the thing is,
it's something to do. Yeah.
No, but you're right. Because you do have to change the mindset. Because it's like, again, I just chased the dragon last week. I chased a car. I was on a shooting. Now I'm going to go painting?
Yeah.
I guess you have to trick your mind.
You got to trick it. Learn different things. Try to cook different dishes.
There you go.
Yeah.
A lot of officers are getting into cooking heavy.
Absolutely.
I actually just started. I can make anything taste good.
Right.
Well, for good for my taste buds.
Flavor gods.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to them and Mrs. Dash or Mr. Dash.
Right.
But yeah,
I'm old school. I'm olive oil, vinegar,
mm-hmm.
and like lemon.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh my gosh. That's a savior right there. Savior,
I like peppers and shit. I like peppers and onions.
I'm mushrooms.
Mushrooms too.
Onions. I like really peppers too, but I like to soak it. Like it's got to simmer.
Mm.
I don't like crispy peppers.
Mm-hmm.
That bothers me.
Soft.
Just like broccoli.
Yeah.
I don't like it crispy.
I feel you.
I like it.
I don't know.
What you mean?
I like broccoli, but again, it has to be like soft.
Yeah. Spinach.
I love spinach.
Yeah.
Dude.
Kale, I'm with it.
All day. It's got to be soft though.
I eat
Brussels
all that
sprouts.
I eat all of that.
Yeah.
Some Brussels
I just
sprouts.
Actually got into mushrooms.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love mushrooms. Bro. I eat mushrooms.
Mushrooms on the nose is like
fire.
It's really good for you.
And they don't even like taste like nothing really, but it's
it don't, it. But
you can make
I like
it. You can make it taste whatever you want it to taste like.
So listen, what space does you want to do bodybuilding professionally now?
Yeah, so I just tapped into it. I mean, I've always been, you know, following fitness, and I follow a few bodybuilders, you know, and I watch them.
Who inspires you to bodybuilding?
I got to go back to Ronnie Coleman, man.
All day?
Yeah, all day, man. Him coming back from a law enforcement background.
Yeah, he was a cop in Virginia.
Yeah.
Lightweight!
Dude. Nah, he was in Texas.
That was Texas.
Yeah.
Texas.
Arlington, Texas.
I think it was Virginia.
Nah, Texas.
Well, you probably thought about because it was Arlington.
Yeah.
But dude, he fucking did his fucking thing, man.
Mine was a beast, bro.
Yeah.
Fort Worth.
Duh.
That's all good.
Good catch. Good catch.
Shout out to Arlington, Texas. Good catch.
It's all good. I was pumped too. I was pumped too.
Confident and wrong.
I was like, oh, she's down the street.
Yeah. Nah. In the other Arlington. It's all good, baby. Yeah.
You know what's crazy about him, man? Yeah. You saw how he is now. He gave so much to the sport. He said, yo, I will do this shit again.
Yo, and the, you
gotta respect,
bro. You have to, man.
Yeah,
you have.
He said, "I will do everything the way I exactly did it.
Barely could walk, but he'll do it all over again, just like that."
But he's committed. He's a legend.
Yeah, he's a legend.
He's a legend.
Word.
Lightweight, baby.
Lightweight all day.
He used to say something else. The fuck he used to say?
Oh, no, he said it's hard shit, man. He said everybody want to be a bodybuilder, but nobody want to lift no heavy ass weight.
Mm.
When he said that, I was like, "Damn, I can't be a bitch today."
Right? I've been there.
Yeah, buddy.
I done been there,
buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Lightweight, baby. Hey!
Yo. He had everybody in the gym set,
bro.
Yeah,
dude, that man was a beast.
Now he was a fucking animal, bro.
But you know, eight times.
I can't remember the number exactly, but
he's a state trooper. And then get off work and go work out like a monster.
Yeah, that was
eat his... like fucking 8 breasts of chicken with barbecue sauce. Amen. He cooked his own food.
Yeah. Could you imagine? That's dedication.
It's expensive too.
Yeah, it's expensive. Especially that big motherfucker riding the car, big as hell.
Yeah. Could you imagine him pulling you over?
Bruh.
With that little sweet voice. Big motherfucker like that getting out the car.
You got it, baby. License and straight. You got it, baby.
The nicest guy out there.
Nicest guy around. Right.
But yeah.
Legend.
I would ask for his autograph. I'd be like, yo, give me the ticket. Let me get your signature at the bottom, please.
Fuck the ticket. Yeah, give me that. More importantly, let's talk.
Right.
Right, like, yo, I got a little, you know what I mean?
I got a little 4-pack over here. I'm working on something, you know what I'm saying?
I've been walking for half an hour.
Trying to get this thing out of here.
I don't know what I'm doing.
But now, what does that do for you? Like, do you want to get into it professionally?
I would love to, man. So I got my first show coming up in April.
Okay.
Going through prep now. I'm about 7.5 weeks out.
You know we're going to be there.
Oh, I already know. Where's it at? My brothers, I already know that.
Where's it at?
It's going to be in Alexandria.
Okay.
So it's the Warriors. I was actually supposed to do the Gladiator. They do it here in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to have it in March, but unfortunately that got canceled. But it gives me more time to, you know.
Prep.
Yeah.
Get ready.
You know. And no
maintenance.
No carrot cake, so.
But, you do it after.
Yeah.
Sorry, it'll be there for you after.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's going to fuck my stomach up, but I'll be all
right. Right.
Yeah. But so I'm doing it in April, which is my first one. And
Baby oil?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I got the tanning lady ready.
Okay.
And the I never got a wax before, but now, you know, I got to find one.
You got a bronze and shit, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm about to be in that motherfucker like Carrot Top.
Word. That's
but,
what's up.
I'm excited. It's going to be a good event. And I got a good team with me. I'm working with, like, you know, I said, shout out to Alpha Zulu. My coach is amazing. Rod Smith, that man right there is solid, bro. Like, when I tell you that man is solid, like, dude, any word for advice, that's the man. Anything when it comes down to life, you know, he's an older guy. Not old, but, you know, he's an older guy. He got a lot of experience under his belt. Full of knowledge, you know.
That's dope.
And I got nothing but respect for that man.
That's dope. Yeah.
How'd you find them? Like,
so,
in the community?
No. So, like, the funny thing is, so I go to Gold's Gym. And I've been with them for years. I want to say I've been with them since 2013.
Nice.
And I've been following them for a while. So tapped in with them, met a few of the team members. And I was like, you know what? I want to, you know, get into this. And I want to see how it goes. Not how it goes, but I actually want to get in it and I want to get it done. And that's just how I've been since I was a kid. Like, for example, I said I want to be a cop since I was a kid. And I did that. I said I want to be a firefighter. I did that. I said I want to, you know, pursue acting. I did that. And I said I want to be a bodybuilder now. I'm going to do it. And God willing, it's going to go well. My thing is all about manifestation, you know.
That's it.
And what it sounds like is, like, you always worked out.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just going to be a lifelong just regular gym.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because of the type of person you are. So the next step was elevation.
Yeah. And you pushed me to it too.
I got to take you to the next level, which is let's compete.
What we doing? What we doing?
Yeah. That's what it is. A lot of people just stay stuck,
mm-hmm.
just because they, you know, I'm sure you're doing things that are uncomfortable for you.
Oh yeah.
But it's like that's when you grow, when you mm-hmm. get out of that comfort zone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's the thing, you got to be uncomfortable, like you said. Like, if you become comfortable, that's when you become complacent.
Absolutely.
You know? Get and complacency ain't shit.
Exactly.
You know? Like, fuck that.
So, amazing. Are you single?
Yes, I am, ladies. Let me take my glasses off.
There you go.
I got to lick the lips, too. It's a little chat, but...
If you listen to the episode, he say he's from Sierra Leone. You know what comes out of there, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Some diamonds.
Hey, that's
you have any diamonds on you?
No, I actually don't, I got the Sierra Leone flag bracelet on me, where I got to represent. And I actually just copped this chain. It's a 45 plate. I actually went to a posing seminar they had at a gym shop in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And great experience. You know, it was the first, like, this is gonna be my first competition. So they had an opening with real judges, people that have competed who are pro, and went there and they had, you know, vendors there selling their product. And this by far by Brent's Bling.
Nice.
Man.
It looks nice.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
On your first date, do you wear a silverback t-shirt?
Oh, dude, I'm wearing this shit everywhere, baby.
On your first date, that's what you wear?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
I need them to know what the fuck these vibes is like. You know what I mean?
My man.
You know what I mean? Got to represent, man. And my thing is, like, I would say this. As far as this podcast, there's no one out there shitting on this right now.
Mm.
Because y'all are talking that real shit, and you got real people here with real energy, and you got people here talking real shit. Ain't no fugazi fucking fake-ass stories, none of that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nothing about us is Chinatown, fam.
Nope.
No.
Nothing about us.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Nah, it means everything, bro. That's love. Love you more, bro. That's everything. So for that, you know, for that special lady, like, what kind of woman are you into?
Yeah.
So
who's gonna do it for you?
My thing is, I like my energy being reciprocated.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
She's a gym rat, too?
She don't gotta be a gym rat.
She don't gotta be a gym rat, but my thing is, if she fucking with me, these gym rat ways will start developing in her, you know?
So she has a squat booty.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I like
that. Okay,
I
so
like
we start there. Squat booty, okay. What
else? Gotta take care of yourself. Health gotta be important, you know, okay. Health as well. So, like, as far as fitness, you know, I don't expect, you know, her to be, like, in the gym every day.
But is that a huge thing, though?
I mean, my thing is I've dated people. Well, not people. Damn. Take that back. Dated women. I didn't mean it like that.
I got you.
We know what you mean.
I understand.
If you was a stranger, I would roast you right now. But you are.
I would deserve that. I would deserve that.
I got you.
I would deserve that.
No, you got.
But I've dated people. Right. Damn, what kind of people?
Yeah,
so good. So I've dated women.
Another 45 minutes.
Right. Okay.
Right. But I've dated women that. Understand how serious I take my fitness, you know, like I go to the gym every day. Well, not every day, but as long as, you know, my body's not tired and I'm able to, because rest is very important.
Absolutely.
But
a good 7-day week, how often are you in the gym?
I would say at least 5 or 6.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll wake up 4 a.m., hit that cardio, fast it, of course. And depending on what my schedule's like, I hit the gym, you know, and got to get it done, man. As long as you're there, there's days you're going to feel like shit. There's going to be days you don't want to go, but you got to fucking go. You know what I mean? Because you're going to feel even worse at the end of the night when you lay your head on that bed, knowing that you didn't complete that task.
I could have got it done.
You know, you could have got that shit done, you know?
Bruh.
You go to bed and you started that day with that on your mindset. Like, I'm going to complete this. And you go to sleep with the incomplete. No, you failed that day.
Yeah. Mm.
You failed yourself.
You failed yourself, you know?
Nobody really knows that.
Nobody knows that. But you got to lay with that. Like, you know, and that's how I look at it right now. Like, I've watched so many motivational videos, which gets me through my, you know, my cardio. Cardio sucks, man, sometimes. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's fucking boring.
It's boring.
What do you do? You walk or Stairmaster?
Oh, dude, you would not catch me running. I walk. So I walk for an hour on a treadmill, incline high, speed on
3.7.
Yeah, no, 5.5. I'm not there. Hell no.
For hours, huh?
Yeah, for an hour.
5.5 incline, 3.7. Oh, with the speed.
Oh, so the incline. So I put the incline to 9. Between 9 and 10. I put the speed
on. I'm not even doing that. Wait, where you put the speed at?
I put the speed. So I start off at 3 and maybe like 10 minutes in, then I jump into 3.4.
Good.
Yeah, so I do that.
But that's good for nine on the incline.
Dude, it hurts. Yeah, it hurts. Shit, but for an hour. But the thing is, the habit is you don't want to hold on too much.
You right? can't hold on. Yeah. But that's the objective. You're not supposed to hold on.
Yeah.
It defeats the purpose.
It does. Yeah. It does. But
what you walking do? Gingerly, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, you with a brisk.
Yeah.
What does that do for the people? Explain to the people that I, you know, they want to, how does that, like, what is that, no fat? What
so doing it in the morning, you know, you're doing that fasted cardio. Fasted meaning, you know, first thing you wake up. Me personally, I like doing black tea unsweetened. I do that, and I hit that Stairmaster.
No coffee?
Coffee's fine. Black coffee. But just no,
black.
Yeah. Yeah, black. No, no sugar, no fucking creamer, none of that.
I got to at least one or two creams.
I mean, you can, you know, in moderation.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
But I do that consistently, and like it's come to a point where actually I can apply it to life as far as how disciplined, you know, your mind can be. Not your mind, but
you. Well, yeah, you bodybuilders, so yeah, you gotta do that.
Gotta do
I
it,
ain't man. Trying to do none of that shit.
So I do it's that, you know, faster cardio, and it targets body fat, you yeah. know, especially when you get the heart rate up. Me personally, I like my heart rate being between 150, 115, 160. Of course, it takes time to get there, but you know, try to get that sweat going. I throw on a hoodie, sweats, and you know, these Nike runners, and just get it done. You know, and I do my little jailhouse workout after that, depending on how.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Pull up dips and let's start my day. Have that's my breakfast awesome. Right after, and which is, you know, oatmeal, eggs. And then after that, you know, have my 6 ounces of chicken breasts, veggies, instant pack of grits. Nice. Shout out to grits. But yeah, you know, I have my meals packed with me, and honestly, it's helped me save money. You know, because granted, working in this field, you know, the squad, you know, get together, which is great. Mm-hmm. But everywhere we go consists of foods that are not good processed, for you. But mm-hmm. yeah, not good for you, you know. And, you know, it's good, especially when you make your own food. You are eating your own.
Stuff, absolutely.
You know, so, yeah.
I'm entering this new phase in life. I'm transitioning into being a selfish.
You have to be.
Yeah.
You have to be. And I didn't realize that.
I'm all over the place. I'm closing one chapter. Mm. And the new chapter, I'm selfishly about me and my girls.
That's it.
That is it.
That's it. And you know what's funny? I'm on that same page as you, bro.
Yeah.
And you have to be selfish because what's most important is you.
Yeah.
You only have one life.
That's
and
it.
You said your girls.
We got to be here.
You got to be there for them.
Yeah.
You know, I got a daughter too. So like my biggest investment is her.
Right.
You know?
That's and your why.
That's it. That's it. Like I was her Valentine yesterday. Yes, baby. Absolutely. I'm your only Valentine.
That's a fact.
But you know, like my biggest part, not even part of life, like she's my happiness, you know? And, if it wasn't for her, man, I don't know where I would be, to be honest with you.
Right.
No one's perfect, you know? And
it's a different love when you look in that other face.
Mm-hmm.
That's a reflection of
a
you.
A face that looks just like yours.
Oh, dude. Yeah. That shit hit different.
It hits home, man.
It hit different.
You know? And now she's four, so like, you know, she's asking all these questions now.
Right.
Before, you know, I tell her, so my daughter's name is Amara. I'm like, Amara, go do this. Okay, daddy, before, you know. Now, I tell her to do it. She's like, but hold on, daddy. Can I just do it this way? I'm like, oh, look at her being, you know, trying to a little fine.
That's dumb, but she's thinking outside of the box.
And I love it. I love it. And then, you know, I got to question myself. Like, damn, I got to explain this now.
Yeah, right. Now I got to talk a little bit more now.
Yeah.
Right.
Now her word is literally. And she's using it correctly. She's like, daddy, I was literally standing there. Like, oh my gosh, she got so angry.
That's how they talk.
Yeah, with her hands and everything.
That's
how they talk. That's dumb.
These kids nowadays is like, yeah, they got, you know, they got the technology over us.
Yeah.
They're just smart.
Smart, man.
And they know how to like.
Shout out to the teachers, man.
Wow.
Yeah, it's teachers, man. These teachers, they deal with so much.
And the village that, you know, that we surround our children with.
Yeah.
Everybody plays their part.
Everybody.
You know what I mean?
Teachers take a lot of days to, you know, it's teacher day, but it's like, fam.
Yeah.
I get it. You need your break. No, stop playing with me.
It hit me, though, because, you know, hit the 40 mark.
Oh, for real? You look good, man.
I appreciate you, bro. But it's like, yeah, it's like, you know, I know I'm all over the place, mm-hmm. business after business and work and overtime and this and that. And it's like, yo, you got to slow down.
Nah, man, I could disagree. slow down.
I mean, like, slow down on being selfish about taking care of myself.
Yeah.
But the grind will never stop.
I think something happens when you turn 40.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, something because
clicks. It's instantly.
Yeah.
It's not about, first and foremost, I'm drama free.
That's good.
I don't do drama. I love to laugh, have a good time. Positive vibes all day, every day. But you hit a point where it's like, I don't want to keep fighting for something if it's not being reciprocated.
Yeah.
And I just want to be happy, like everybody else, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So now, you know, I just love it. You know, when you got that mindset of just a go-getter.
Unstoppable.
Elevating in life. And bringing the ones with you that's with the same mindset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, yo, in life, yo, you're going to go your way. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Not everybody destined to be on the same plane that you're on.
That's facts.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And you can love them, but love them from a distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't let you fuck with what I got going on right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got a lot going on. And I got three little girls that depend on me.
Beautiful too, man.
You know what I mean? I appreciate you, bro. You know, so I don't know. It's like you know, life is dope.
Life is dope.
It's tough, but it's dope.
Yeah, once you sit back and you analyze and you're like, wait a minute. I'm going to take control back of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you start controlling like your decisions and you're not doing things for other people based on, you know, what they're going to say or you're just like, yeah, it's a sense of freedom.
That's facts.
And you move how you want to move.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is, man.
That's what they say. Yeah. Like the best way to, what's the best way to control your future is to create your future.
That's it. Oh, that's hard, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to put that on a shirt.
That's the only way you're going to predict your future. Yeah. Predict. The way to predict your future is to create your future.
Yeah. You're the only one in control of it. Yeah.
You're the only one in
control. You push it into fruition and you just grind and go get it.
Yeah.
And you make it happen.
Because my thing is, if you don't do it, who's going to do it?
Nobody.
Exactly. Yeah. You know how many people what do you call it? Where they just dreamers.
Mm-hmm.
But don't push shit started to it.
No. Yeah.
They just dream, oh yeah, I could do this, I could do that. And don't got nothing in motion.
Mm-mm.
That's where the fuck you got motion, you got put it in motion.
I was that guy. Well, I wasn't that guy to the extent, but I was that guy that had all these ideas, had all these thoughts. I'm like, man, I need to do this, I need to do that. Because you go through a point in life, you're like, all right, boom. So I'm 31 now. When I turned 30, I was like, shit, I got my house now, I got my daughter, I got my career. I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do this, I need to make sure this is straight. All these ideas. But the thing is, I feel like I haven't fully lived to my fullest potential.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm 31 and now I'm pursuing this bodybuilding. That's what I'm looking for. That's off a train of thought.
Journey, path.
My ADD kicking in.
It's all good.
But
journey path.
And I'm like, you know, I need to do this. I need to get this done. And my biggest thing now with that being said is for my daughter too. You know, for her to see me do this, you know, is a big message for me. Because my biggest thing for her is I want her to understand, like, granted, I grew up in an environment where my parents like, oh, you're not going to be no cop. You need to be a doctor. You need to go be a lawyer. You know, things like that. Unfortunately, I didn't go and finish college. I went to college, but I didn't finish.
Me neither.
But I have this instilled with me, like, I can't force my daughter when she's at that point to go to college to tell her, go to college. You need to go to college if I didn't complete it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's another task that I have. I have to go to college. I have to finish that. That's one thing I have to do.
If you want to make that statement.
Yes.
I hear that.
So I feel like when it comes down to like practicing what you preach, you got to actually do this shit.
Definitely.
You
know? Absolutely.
But you got to have a plan.
Yeah.
Because, I feel like kids, especially our kids, they will call you out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I'm not going to call you out. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, if you went to college or not, I'm going to fuck you, my man.
Right.
But your daughter, she's gonna be like, Dad, how do you want me to go to college?
You
when then you got to do it if that's what you're going to preach. The other day, my daughter was like, yo, I love this little girl to death. I don't want to be in the Air Force anymore. Well, I don't want to do it right now. I can't be like, what are you doing, bro? I said, she came. I said, so what's the plan? She said, I want to finish college early, then go back. I said, let's do it.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can't be like, because I was never in the Air Force.
Right.
She's explaining to me, like, you know, her schedule was starting to conflict with her school. And she said, you know, school is paramount. I'm like, I got your back. But I'm also not going to be like one of those parents that like, whatever you want to do, it's okay. It's more so like, bet. If you're going to drop that one thing, mm-hmm. you can't be going to parties. Like, no. You can't be, you got to still work out. You got to still maintain that kind of thing. And then if you're saying that you're going to do this because you want to focus more on school, then I'm going to hold you accountable to that.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm not saying you can't go to parties. I'm just saying, if you're leaving that to finish school early, then let's finish school early.
That's it.
Get on your shit and finish this.
I'm not mad that you're not doing it no more.
Yeah.
Who am I? I didn't do it.
Right.
I'm not going to force you to do it. But if you're telling me to do this, then let's do that.
Right. And that's my thing. Like, with my daughter, as she gets older, I want her to understand, like, you can do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll always have my support.
Absolutely.
But my thing is, don't let somebody tell you that you cannot.
Right.
You know? And that's why I'm doing everything. Like, dude, when you say you're all over the place, I'm all over the place. Like, I got my career, the bodybuilding. I still do the acting. And, you know, and there's a lot of other things I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, it all comes into a time and place.
Right.
And, you know, of course, position. So,
yo, we really could do, like, you really can do whatever you
can do whatever you want, man. Life is yours and the world is yours.
Yeah.
You know?
Mister, we own the city over here.
Hey. Absolutely. Thank God to y'all, man.
Yo, bro, you got to keep it going.
Yeah. And it's funny, like, going back to, like, when I was in the academy, told us to Wash the Wire, one of my good friends, Jermaine, he was the one that told me that there was a background availability, well, opening for prior law enforcement for We Own the City.
Mm.
So, you know, of course, We Own the City had people from The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
In it. And I was like, damn, everything is circling around Baltimore.
Yeah.
You know? But shout out to him because, you know, he put me on with a great acting coach, working with her. Been working with her for about a year now.
And, nice.
You know? She actually gave me some really good news today, like, as far as me improving on my work. So, you know,
that's awesome.
Definitely going to keep applying that pressure on that.
Nah, keep it going, bro. Why not?
How's that coming along, the acting?
Always going well, man. So my thing is, with me working with her, I didn't jump out there immediately and start, like, doing auditions off the jump because she has a really good, I was about to say bless you. Did you sneeze?
Yeah.
Bless you.
You know what I mean? That was a queef sneeze.
He didn't get on all fours, but.
Right.
What the fuck? Yeah.
It was for the sake of the, you know what I mean?
Right, interrupt me. Oh, my goodness.
I had to, man. Oh, shit. But I didn't put myself out there off the jump because, you know, she trained a lot of well-known people, like, you know, Chadwick Boseman, Taraji. She also trained my friend as well, too. And, you know, I can't go out there and be some shit, you know? But for her to say that to me meant the most to me because, you know, I mean, I know that now I've improved and, bro, I'm going to fuck this shit up. Like, yo, I'm going to apply the pressure on anything that I touch.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing, man. Like, granted, you got people that will support you and you got people that will hold you back and people that will pull you down.
Crabs in the barrel, bro.
Yeah, and you got people that will uplift you, you know, and you just got to identify them. And, of course, you know, like, just stay true to yourself.
See.
So, yeah.
Fire. Bro, any shout-outs you want to give out?
I got to shout y'all out, man, because y'all had me on here, man. This means the most to me.
Nah,
and,
it's you, bro.
It's been a blessing. And shout-out to everybody that's actually out there doing, you know, what got to be done. And day in and day out, you know, no excuses, applying that pressure and just living your best life.
Fire. My peoples, I want to thank my brother Bam for coming out, man. He's amazing.
so talented.
Oh, I'm bone cracked.
And I love it for just him just staying focused and going to get it, man. This world is tough, but what's your why? How hard you gonna work to get it? We love you, we appreciate you. Dre.
Peace and love, and I also want to shout out Silverback Distillery, you know what I mean,
for that phenomenal vodka.
We ain't forgot about you.
Right.
And that's it.
Triple C.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
All right, my people, Silverback Chronicles Podcast, we love you, we appreciate you. Remember, always tell a friend to tell a friend. I want to thank my brother Ben for coming out once again, for just shedding light on the world, on what we do as first responders, his beautiful daughter, his wise in life, and this is what we're bringing to you, phenomenal content. We love you. Stay safe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. See you next week. Deuces. Home a day.
Hey.
The views and opinions expressed on the Silverback Chronicles podcasts are those of the hosts, producers, and or the guest appearing on the program. They do not reflect the views and opinions of the federal, state, or local government. This includes, but not exclusive to, the Department of Defense, Homeland, and the Baltimore City Police Department. The Silverback Chronicles podcast with Dre, Big H, and Triple C. Hit the subscribe button, like, and comment.